Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Hello out there in Radio Land. Hello there. What kind of a day has it been today? It's been the kind of day that you needed a combination corkscrew and wart remover, knife sharpener, and anything, all-purpose apparatus. Well, here it is. What's that called over there, old Swanee? I told you not to call me Swanee. That's a handy housewife helper. Handy housewife helper there. What does it look like? What do you mean, what does it look like? You can see it, can't you? Yeah, but we're on radio. They can't see it. Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like a glorified can opener. Yeah. Well, Corey Apple. Of course he can Corey Apple. I'll Corey Apple the old-fashioned way. Got to go round and round and round. Takes so long. And then you do it the handy housewife help away. Zip, zip, zip. I'm finished. All right, and I'll do it the help away much faster. Watch this. Zip, 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 zip. Zipping right, Ralph. Oh, shut up. Zip, zip. Ah! When I go home, my wife Trixie says, I told you so. I'm going to punch her right in the mouth. Zipping the modern way. Get yours now while they last. Special offer, 10 cents. First 20 respondents who call in get a special prize, a box of Band-Aids. Get out of here. All right, in a sight. Yeah, those handy housewife helpers, boy, they were crazy, weren't they? Yeah. We got a good show. No phones tonight. No music. Yeah, the show is. But good news. Suzanne is out of the hospital. Thank God for that. Oh, those hospitals are horrible. You know, you go into a hospital, and you don't know what you have. Not only that, you don't know what you're going to get. Horrible places. Yeah, I heard about a story. A guy lives in my brother's building. See, he went into the hospital, thought he had that stupid virus, and he stayed overnight. He said it was so bad in there, so horrible. It was dirty. The bathrooms were filthy. And he just got up and walked out in the middle of the night and went home. Oh, yeah. I mean, stay away from those places. Well, some of them are good. You know, you go to the ones that have a big reputation, you know, big money, and they got the movie stars in there. Well, that's different. But most of these run down one of the worst in Brooklyn. They got rid of it. Cumberland Hospital. Oh, what a horrible place. Yeah. It's a good thing they got rid of that. All right. In a sight, we got honeymoon is coming up. We're going to tell you what to do if you ever want to hire a maid. Sipping on my drink here doing the show. Got organic lemonade. No, there's no whiskey in it. Whiskey, nice party. McCluck, but no whiskey. Yeah, I thought I'd try to do a bunch of imitations tonight, see? Yeah, just off the cuff, you know. Goofing stuff, you know. Jimmy Stewart, the doctor, in the shooters, you know. Well, now, just bend over the table there. Drop your pants and bend over the table and I'll check you out. Well, what's the matter with me, Doc? That's Duke Wayne, with the great star. Well, cancer, can't you cut it out? Well, I'd have to cut you like a fish. If I cut it out, I can't. Now listen, you're not gonna want to get out of bed. You're gonna feel just awful. Now don't die a death that I've described. I can't tell you what to do, but find another way. Thanks, Doc. How much do I owe you? No. You don't owe me anything. Then there was one of the greatest actors. You know, some of these movies, they're supposed to be so serious, but there's a lot of humor in them. I mean, I think so. Some of them are funny, yeah. Richard Widmark movie, Victor Mature, the old actor, played the gangster. I can't think of the name of the movie, but he was going to spill the beans, you know, talk, be a witness, you know. So Richard Widmark, you know. Now you wouldn't talk, would you? Nah, you're not that kind of a guy, are you? You wouldn't squeal. You're not a little squealer. You know what happened to squealers, don't you? Yeah, they gotta drink a lot of water. Yeah, the squealers, you know. You dirty little squealer, give me that gun. He plugs them, you know. And what's his name? Mature. I can't think of his name in the movie. Falls down, but he doesn't die. And they arrest the gangster. The great Richard Widmark. All right. Humphrey Bogart, the Brennan, and To Have or Have Not. Lauren Bacall is in that movie, too. To Have or Have Not, a great scene on the boat, you know. Hey, Harry, can I have a little, just a little drink, Harry, just a little one? No, Eddie. No, you can't. Now stay on your course. You're all over the ocean. Watch where you're going, Eddie. Stay on your course. Yeah, Harry. I'll give you one later. Hey, you ever been bit by a dead bee? To Lauren Bacall. No, have you? What's that? Hey, Harry. I like her. She's all right. Yeah, Eddie, stay on your course. All right, Inner Sight, some of the greats, you know, and, there's so many of them, you know, that you'd go on all night, you know. Inner Sight, Frolics, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, my Akita today impressed the congressman. Yeah, had a great meeting with the congressman. He was very impressed with her. He was so impressed with her that he called his photographer in, and we took pictures together. Yeah. He said he's going to send them out to the newspapers. And we talked about help for people who are denied guide dogs. So we're going to see what happens with that. I'm not releasing any information because we're going to see what happens. We've been through this time and time and time again. And I hope this time it's going to make a difference. All right, my Akita guide dog, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Hey, you need a house? An apartment, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. I write a song about it. Call Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Hey, some of the friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park, that's where I was today, New York. Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, some of our friends. And don't forget the Suffolk Bus Corp. All right. One of our very good friends. Inner Sight and all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Remember some of those who have passed away. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy Royalty. Go an extra mile for a child. You better do it. Yeah. That's an Inner Sight order. All right. What else we got? Oh, we'll give you the evil news later. Suzanne's not here to do it, so give you that later. And let's see, what else we got? Civil rights, James Bahamundi, lawyer. 516-783-9662. All right. On the lawyer, yeah. Gee, I just had a good idea for a skit. Laura and Hardy become lawyers. Can you imagine that? All right, what else we got? Inner Sight and Means Freedom, Advocate for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Of Inner Sight. And that's where you could leave a comment on tonight's show if you want to. Yeah. 631-224-3090. Well, what do you think of it? Well, now that, what do I think of it? You mean the sign? That's not a sign. That's a shingle. Oh, a shingle? Well, what are you going to jingle? I'm not going to jingle anything. That's going to bring us business. What kind of business? Law business. Law? Well, now, wait a minute. Don't you need a license? Of course, I've got my license last week in the correspondence course. Oh, correspondence. With whom did you correspond? What do you mean, with whom did I correspond? I corresponded with a law firm. And they give you a degree. Here it is, right here. See what it says up on top? Oliver Hardy, attorney at law. Gee, I didn't know. I didn't know you were in alive for eternity. No, not eternity. Attorney. That means it's legal. I'm an attorney. Well, gee, I hope you can do some attorneying because we got to pay the rent. Come in. Oh, is there a lawyer here? Yes, sir, at your service. Oliver Hardy. Oh, Mr. Hardy. Are you an official barrister? Well, I've gone up many a stairs, but I don't know. He knows about the banister. He's got to hold on because He's too fat to get up there. Will you stop that? Bannister. No, Bannister. That means a lawyer. Oh, well, of course I'm an official, Bannister. I've got my degree. It is right there. See what it says there? Oliver Hardy, attorney at law. Well, now listen. I need help. At your service, there'll be a small fee of $5. $5? Well, I haven't got $5. If I had $5, I wouldn't be asking you for help. Now listen. Look what I got. 2, 3, 4 tickets. Traffic tickets. Very interesting. Let's see, may I examine these tickets? Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what that means, don't you? No, what? That means that if you get another ticket, you'll have 5 tickets. You hear that? That's law talk. That's not law. What do you mean, law talk? Now, look. Well, what do I do? How do I get rid of these tickets? Well, the first thing you do is rip them up. Rip them up? They sent me a letter. They said I got to go to court. Now, don't worry. You give me the $5 and I'll take care of it. That's what I'm afraid of. Oh, my wife's going to kill me. Here's $5. Thank you. Now just go home and don't worry about it. And if you have any questions, call me at this number. Now, what are you going to do, Ollie? I'm going to call the court. Hello? Is this the traffic division court? Yes. This is Oliver Hardy, attorney at law. Yes. I represent a Mr. Focal. That's right. Call your attention to his tickets. He's a poor man and has no money, and his wife is dying. What's that? Can I prove it? Well, of course I can prove it. I'll send you a letter. Gee, how did you know all that? Simple. He doesn't look good. Got to be something going on. Gee, what'd they say? Well, they said send the letter and we'll consider giving him hardship. Hardship. That's right. He won't have to pay the money. I didn't study law for nothing, you know. I know all about hardship. Well, you should know about hardship. You're a hardship case yourself. Oh, shut up. Why don't you help me? What do you want me to do? Write up this brief. A brief? Well, why is it called a brief? Because it's short, that's why. Short brief. I have another case I didn't tell you about. I have to go to court. I have my first trial. Oh. What kind of a case is it? Well, it's about a fella who blew smoke in another fella's face. And they had him arrested. Oh. You mean cigar smoke? That's right. Gee, I hope it was a Panatella. Never mind. Just write up that brief. Pays to buy the best. Why are you coughing in my... Why are you coughing in my courtroom? Are you ill? No, Your Honor. I just had a wonderful cigar. All right. Bailiff, what's the next case? Oh, the puffing cigar face. Puffing what? Puffing cigar face, Your Honor. Puffing cigar face. Who are you? I'm Oliver Hardy. I'm Mr. Innocent's lawyer. Mr. who? Mr. Innocent. Mr. Innocent. Is that your real name? No, that's the name he said I should use. You can't do that. Now, what's your real name? Put your hand down on the Bible and swear. John Hollab Innocent. All right. Now, why did you blow smoke in this man's face? I thought I was a chimney. You see, Your Honor, he can't help it. He, who are you? Well, I'm the lawyer's assistant. See, this fella, he can't help it. He's mentally disabled, you know, arranged. He's mentally arranged. Mentally arranged. All right, inner sight, goofy stuff, you know. No music tonight. Well, what are you going to do? You got to get by without it. All right. Television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Wednesday night. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Going to tell you how Jimmy got it in his head one day to fire the principal. Dinigan. Oh, that kid was something. Finnegan's coming up. Television, Thursday night out here, Long Island, Channel 20, 7:30, Thursday night. Check us out. All right. And then, as we mentioned, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Yeah. So, a lot of people looking for jobs these days. So some of them may even get hired as maids. Well, how do you hire a maid, you know? Well, you watch the old honeymooners, they taught you how to do it. So they go down to the maid hiring place, the union place, whatever it is. And Ralph to Alice, now let me do the talking. I'm sophisticated. You just be quiet and look pretty. All right, so they go in. And right away, they look like they don't look like the typical couple that's going to hire a maid. See, they look like the people who are maids and butler, you know, people who want to be looking for jobs, you know. So the guy says, I have the perfect place for the two of you to go and work. And Rob, what are you talking about? What do you mean go and work? We're not in here for that. We came in here to hire a maid. Oh, I'm so sorry. Now, we need a maid to, you know, keep the place clean, vacuum, wash the windows, mop the floor, do the dishes, everything. Oh, well, there's a shortage of maids, you know, and a lot of them, they don't want to do all that. They don't want to do all that. What do you mean? They're getting paid for it, aren't they? And what about you? I'm Mr. Crandon, and she's Mrs. Crandon. Oh, yes. What about you, Mrs. Crandon? Will you be home all day to supervise the maid?
Oh, no, I have my job, my career.
Oh. Just what is your career?
I work at Kraft Mayer's Bakery, stuffing jelly into donuts.
Hey, you dirty old.
Woo!
Well, I think I have the perfect maid for you. Velma, will you come in here, please?
Yeah, what do you want?
This is Mr. and Mrs. Crandon, and they want to hire a maid.
Oh, yeah? So what do you want me to do about it?
Woo!
Well, would you like the job?
I don't know. Looks like a lot of trouble. Especially the fat one over there. He's going to be a lot of trouble. Looks like he has a lot of late snacks, and I don't clean up after late snacks. Gah!
Talk to me like that. I'm going to be your boss, your employer. Now, listen. You have to do what I tell you. Wash the windows, do the dishes. I don't do no dishes. And no windows.
And I don't mop the floor. That's a man's work.
What good are you? You want me to quit now?
Woo!
Anyway, so they get to the apartment, see, and Norton comes down. Hey, Ralphie boy there, getting up there in the world there. You got the maid and everything, and pretty soon... You have a butler and won't be able to talk to you no more. Yeah, well, it's not the kind of maid that you think it is.
Oh, well, why not? Why not, Ralph? What's the matter?
I don't know. This one doesn't want to work. I'll show you what I mean. Velma, will you come out here, please? Velma. Wait a minute, Rob. Wait. You don't have to yell for her to get her out. I'll get her out. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, if that's the good humor man, get me a popsicle.
That is not the good humor man. My friend and I will have coffee and cake. And with my coffee, I will have two lumps. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
You keep ringing that and you'll get two lumps.
Woo!
All right, so if you ever go to hire a maid, make sure you get somebody who's not afraid to work. Yeah. All right, in a sight, around the world, we got Dinigan coming up with his craziness. And happy to hear that Suzanne is out of the hospital. A miracle, she got out alive. All right. You know, when I was a kid, so many weird things happened. A lot of them happened in school, you know. And one of them was when Jimmy got it into his head that he wanted to fire Mr. Kramer, the principal. Now, Jimmy and Kramer always conflicted, you know. He was always being sent down there and everything, you know. But it wasn't until this one day that Jimmy really showed that he didn't like Kramer. So we're all sitting there. And all of a sudden, as Jimmy did, jumped up, you know.
Miss Moore, I want to fire Mr. Kramer. I don't think he should be the principal. Oh, my God, he shouldn't be here. Jimmy, sit down. Yeah, fire him. Oh, yeah.
Then Janie starts in, you know.
Fire Mr. Kramer? He's the boss. He's the principal of the school, Jimmy. I don't care. I don't like him. I don't think he should be there. He's not a good principal. Well, why do you say that? Janie, keep still. I mean, because he won't let us drink pale ginger ale in the classroom. Pale ginger ale, pants in the class, and you don't mind, and I'm doing it. Jimmy, stop that out. I don't fire Mr. Kramer. I don't like him. He's a pain. I think Miss Ma should be the principal. Well, thank you, Jimmy, but I don't want that job. Why not? Because I couldn't deal with you, that's why. Now sit down. I want to find out. I'm going to make a phone call. I want to find out how I can fire the principal. You'd have to have a lot of evidence that he did something wrong. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I got a lot of evidence. I got something, yeah. The one day when I went to see him, he had lipstick on his shirt. Lipstick on your collar, told a tale on you. Woo-hoo! You cut that out. Bet your bottom dollar you and me are through, cause lipstick on your collar told a tale on you. Woo! Shut that radio off. I got lipstick on his collar. And I think he got too many girlfriends. He got girlfriends. Yeah, and he's married. I'm gonna tell his wife that he had lipstick on his collar. I'll find out. Miss Ma, where's Mr. Kramer live? I don't know, and sit down and be quiet.
Lipstick on his collar. Woo! Yeah, so after that, forever, Jimmy was trying to find Mr. Kramer's address. Oh, man, that was funny. Lipstick on his collar. All right, in sight. And the frolics. Let's see. Give you a rundown of the week. Monday, Mad or Glad, 8 to 9 blog. Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday and Thursday, different subjects. And Friday, here we are. We made it through another week. The frolics. Yeah. All right. Well, did you hear some of the latest stuff going on with the one doctor gets up and says, you know, just because you got vaccinated, don't think you can walk around like a big shot now. you know, and flash your lips and all that, and spit all over the place, you know. And he says, and the doctor, his name is Gottlieb, I think it is. He said, you can still infect people. What good is the vaccine if you can still infect people? You know, and then, oh, did you hear those scientists come out with a statement that they shouldn't give the booster shot now? It's too soon. Well, they give it, not only will it be too soon, it'll be too late. Yeah. All right. Too late for a date. Yeah. Because you won't be around. A lot of people won't be around. So, oh, you know what? You know what my grandpa would have said about booster shot, right? Abu booster badafangul. Yeah. And for those of you who don't understand the Italiano language, that means booster shot. It's only good to make your ass hurt. That's all it's good for. Yeah, so there's so many. Oh, now they're going to send vaccine all over the world, see? You know, they send the vaccine all over the world, and they let people start flying again, and it'll come back to us in the form of the vaccine. Did you hear the guy on one of the doctors said on the news? He's recommending that people don't go on a cruise. Don't go on a cruise with the news. I mean, stop that. The cruise ship probably hate them now. I mean, what a thing for a doctor to say. Wait a minute, Ralph. I know why he doesn't want the people to go on a cruise. Yeah, why? Because he doesn't want them to die at sea. He wants them to die here and make the money. Oh, get out of here. Woo! Cruise with the booze. Oh, maybe a little wine will make them better. You know, it won't catch a virus. My grandpa, he used to make his own wine. Yeah, he would drink a glass of wine every day. I got my little organic drink right here. All right, Inner Sight Frolics, and yeah, don't go on a cruise with the booze. I talk to people who don't want to take that vaccine. I mean, it's crazy, man. You know, if you're doing good and you feel good and all that, don't ruin it. All right, Inner Sight. And the craziness of the frolics. And I wonder what Gabriel has been up to. Oh, he's weird, that guy. Does weird stuff, especially with the for some reason, he gets very irritated with the library. I don't know why. You know. He likes to do weird things in and about the library, see? So one day he goes in the library and he says to the librarian, he says, why can't we have toilets outside the library? Toilets around the library, you know, where you could just go and do a wee-wee and a poop. outside, and feel that way. You can feel the fresh air on your ass. And the librarian says, "Please, what's your language?" Hey, what? The toilets outside would be good. You could have a big bucket of water and just flush it right down. Yeah, I think it would help a lot.
Help what?
Well, it would give people more amusement of degradation to be affiliated.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about taking a piss outside the library. Well, you can go to the bathroom over there. That way, the bathrooms won't get overcrowded in here. And somebody, I gotta go to the bathroom, and somebody could lock themselves in there, and if you have to go, where are you gonna go? You gotta go all the way down the block, and sometimes they don't let you in. Why don't we have several toilets built outside the library? You could put a curtain in front of it, see? Curtain in front of the toilet, and then you just go in there and you zip the curtain up, and you go to the bathroom. What's wrong with that? And while you're in there, you know, you could even have books in there. While you're in there, you could borrow a book while you're going to the bathroom.
That's a stupid idea. Now get out of here and don't bother me any longer. Where is your mother?
My mother? I don't know. She's coming to pick me up.
Now you're talking here, library with toilets. What are you doing? Why are you causing all kinds of trouble here that police have to call me to come? What, you have to go to the toilet, you go over there, upstairs.
I don't like going to the toilet upstairs. I go in there, I get afraid, Ma, I get scared.
What do you mean you get scared of toilet?
No, I get scared of the go in there. I don't want to go in there. I want to go outside. I like it outside. I want to feel the sun outside when I go to the toilet.
Never mind. Please go now where you go. Please go. Go. Woo.
At inner sight, yeah. That's funny. It's crazy. It's stupid, you know. Well, Louis, there's no phones tonight, so Louis can't get through. Stand by. I gotta break the station. Stand by. And it's not even fixed. Stand by. It's not even broken. Stand by. All right, 8:45, New York, Frolics, Inner Sight. Yeah. What are some of the most annoying things? especially in the summertime, you sit down, and your underwear gets all wet. It sticks to your ass. Isn't that annoying? Well, why can't somebody invent non-sticking underwear? Woo! I heard one time, and I don't know how it works, but somebody told me that they have air-conditioned clothes. Now, how the hell do you air condition the clothes? You got, what you got? You got to put a battery in there, or what? It makes you cool, makes you cold. I don't know how that works. Sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it? Something that Gabriel would have: air conditioned socks. Walk around with it. Oh man, that's stupid. I wouldn't want any. I don't like air conditioning. I could do without it most of the time, you know. But air conditioned clothes. There was a guy on the news who wanted to make money charging for air-conditioned streets. Can you imagine? Can you imagine somebody try to do that? I mean, people would do anything to make money. It's crazy. Air-conditioned the street. Now, how are you going to do that? Crazy. Oh, did you hear about these electric cars? Oh, a lot of trouble with them. Some of them blowing up, some of them catching on fire, the batteries go out, you know. I tell you, boy, they're messing around with some dangerous stuff, you know. And now you got these companies, they have spaceships. And they go up in space. And some of them are even charging money. You got to buy a ticket. You can buy a ticket, world. You want to go to Mars? Guy gets married. Honey, would you like to go to Mars on your honeymoon? Would you like to go up in the spaceship on a honeymoon?
I don't want to go on a spaceship, you idiot. I want to go to Bloomingdale's.
Who?
Bloomingdale's?
Oh, that's boring. I don't want to go to Bloomingdale's. I want to go flying high in a spaceship.
You're going to fly high when I bounce you in the mouth.
Woo! Imagine you want to take your wife on a honeymoon to on a spaceship, a space ride, and the damn thing, the damn thing gets stuck up there, and she's on the cell phone and trying to call her mother.
Mama. Mama, help me. Who is this? It's your daughter, Carolina. I'm in the spaceship. Harry took me on a honeymoon, and we're stuck up here forever. Oh, my God. I told you not to marry that idiot. What the hell's wrong with him? He doesn't need one psychiatrist. He needs three psychiatrists. Three? Yeah. One to figure out what's wrong with him, another one to give him the medicine, and another one to help the two that he's going to drive nuts. Oh, three psychiatrists. I don't know if I'll ever see you again, mommy. Oh, shut up.
In sight. You're stuck up in space. On your honeymoon.
Woo!
All right. Monday. Monday's mad or glad. Don't forget, we'll try to have the phones back. Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm glad to hear that President Joe, is helping people over there in Afghanistan. Yeah, I heard tonight on the news, he opened up the airport. protect the Americans and other people too. All right, in a sight, Frolic. Well, Louie couldn't be on the show tonight, so this is my impression of Louie DeLip.
Hello there, everybody. This is Louie and Pat Cooper here in with the Swab and Rosanna Dana, and we're gonna do a dance. Yeah, we're gonna do a dance on the radio, but you won't be able to see us. But you'll have to feel it. Feel the dance. Feel it. It's called the Cucaracha Dance. Yeah, we're gonna do it on a Friday night on the Funnies Cucaracha. But first, here's my imitation of the great Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, whoop, 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 like the ones I used to know.
All right, that's enough of that. Cut that out.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do the Mexican roach dance on the radio, but you won't be able to see it. You have to make believe. Make believe you can see it. With Rosanna Dana and Pat Cooper and all the other movie stars.
To Louie Rivera. We'll have to get that dance on video. All right, in a sight. And my brother got a call from some guy who said he's with Social Security, see. And he said he had to pay him money. And first he had to send him an email and give him $15, see, to process these papers. So he called up Social Security, and they kept shifting him around to different numbers, different areas, you know. And finally they told him, well, there's nothing we can do about these calls. Just ignore them, you know. Don't give them any information, and just tell the guy, "I hope you die." No, they didn't say that. Boy, I wonder how many of these calls are made every day. Can you imagine? How many people believe it? You know, I got one the other day from Amazon. And they said I was charged $189 for a pair of Nike sneakers. So the guy wanted to know if I want the sneakers or not. You know, they wanted my personal information. $189 for sneakers. That's crazy. Probably get them on sale for $19.99 and go to Marshall's, you know. But anyway, don't believe these people. You know? Don't be taken in. Well, the one lady, it was in the paper a while back, one lady rushed right out and went to Walmart and got a $500 check and sent it. Folks, you know, it's all scamming stuff, all right? I get those emails all the time. Yeah. I just delete them. I'm getting one from Alexis Sindra. Who's Alexis Sindra out there? Don't send me any more emails, you stupid idiot. I wonder if you're related to Gabriel. Electra Syndra. They're trying to contact the owner of the website. Well, there is no owner of our website. It's non-profit. You stupid moron, get out of here. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, excuse me, Frolics. And if you don't like the show, well, that's all right. A lot of people don't. We don't care. If you don't like the show, leave a comment on the Inner Sight line. Or if you do like it, 631-224-3090. No phones tonight. We'll try to have them back by Monday. All right. Inner Sight and the funnies and some weird stuff and, you know, just goofing off. Make it up as you go along. That's what we do. Yeah. So did you hear about that guy who got the vaccine and he was so happy that he ran out in the street, started doing a dance and took all his clothes off and they took him away. Threw a sheet over him, took him away. And the judge said, "Why did you do that?" He said, "Well, I wanted to show everybody that the vaccine works. Vaccine works. Get him out of here." Now, if you can make sense out of that, I don't know. All right, we'll be with you Monday. Thanks so much. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank all our friends, and just be safe out there. Keep that immune system up. Inner Sight. And happy that we got Suzanne out of the hospital. Yeah. Welcome home, Suzanne. Got to change your lifestyle. A lot of people got to do that. You know, make it better, make it better. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. 631-224-3090, phone number. Inner Sight means freedom. It's for the disabled. And we'll tell you all about it Monday night again. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.